This is 103.3 Waco Public Radio. Introducing younger people to classical music is a way to build future audiences. Here's David Smith with this week's edition of David and Art.
Leonard Bernstein was born in New York City in 1918. Both his parents were immigrants from the Ukraine. In 1935, he entered Harvard University and graduated with honors in 1939. He made his conducting debut in 1943 with the New York Philharmonic, sitting in on short notice when the scheduled conductor came down with the flu. He became its permanent music director and conductor in 1957. The next year, he took over the New York Philharmonic's children's programming, which, famously, came to be known as the Young People's Concerts. He eventually did more than 50 of them over the next 14 years. Bernstein chose the music, wrote the script for his narration, and negotiated with CBS to broadcast them live on Saturday mornings. Each one looked at a particular composer or had some kind of theme. You can find many of these today on YouTube, and they're fascinating to watch. He took his mission to introduce young people to orchestral music very seriously. One of my favorite memories from years ago when my kids were very young is of going up to Dallas a few times a year to attend the Dallas Symphony Orchestra Kids Concert Series. I remember every Halloween, for instance, they had a costume party concert, and the hall would be packed with children in costumes, and, to the delight of the kids, most of the musicians were in costume as well. Bernstein's daughter Jamie even hosted one of them. Such concerts always featured familiar music from movies like Jaws and Star Wars and the Harry Potter series, or from Bugs Bunny cartoons, which is how some of us got to know Wagner and Rossini. You know which ones I mean. But alongside these, the orchestra would also toss in some Stravinsky and Mussorgsky, far less known to most of the audiences, but pieces that were equally dramatic and gripping. It seemed an effective way of getting kids into the concert hall and to give them a taste of what orchestral music is. But the broader question behind all this is one that involves not only orchestras. Any number of arts venues that don't traffic in popular culture face the same trouble. How does something like an art museum or a ballet company cut through the din? An obvious avenue for introducing things like this is through the schools. By now, however, arts backers know that such instruction is often endangered when districts trim their budgets. So, individuals need to make up the difference. People who love, say, orchestral music should talk it up and introduce people to it, especially their children. It's simply up to us. Everyone talks about popular culture, and that's partly why it's popular. Mussorgsky and Stravinsky may not break into today's top 40, but they're worth talking about too. Plus, at over a century old, they already have more staying power.
You can find this and past David and Art segments on our website at kwbu.org. Look for David and Art in the Programs tab.